Governor Walker announced the Legal Defense Fund a few months ago. That was as the John Doe investigation in Milwaukee led to charges against several of Walker's employees when he was Milwaukee County Executive. Walker said he created the fund after getting advice from the State Government Accountability Board, or GAB. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate wants to know who's helping pay Walker's legal bills and more about the GAB's advice.
We're asking the Government Accountability Board to release all communications between themselves, the governor's office, the governor's campaign, and anyone acting on behalf of Scott Walker regarding the communication about why and how they set up a criminal defense fund.
GAB spokesman Reed Magny says the defense fund is not on the board's Tuesday agenda, but a member of the public could raise the topic. He says state law prohibits the board from telling who requests legal opinions, and no records on advisory opinions are subject to public disclosure laws. Governor Walker says the Democrats' open records request is a cheap political stunt.
We see it routinely. There's no merit to it. It's not even worth discussing any more than that.
Democratic candidate for Governor Tom Barrett disagrees.
Cheap political stunt? He's the only governor of the nation with a criminal defense fund. And he's not telling the people of this state who's paying for his legal defense fees?
Barrett says Walker is stonewalling on the John Doe investigation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.